And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
You know, I think your brain produces a chemical that blocks out my voice.
What?
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is Ladies' Day. Each of my guests is a lady discussing her topic. My next guest is the first wife of one of America's best-known action movie actors, Charles Bronson. We'll discuss their life together from her memoir, Charlie and Me. And if you want to ask a question or if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Harriet Bronson was born in Philadelphia. She went to a local drama school to become an actress and fulfill her dream of going on the New York stage. Instead, she met and married a fellow acting student, Charles Buczynski, now known as Charles Bronson, and followed him all the way out here to California. After 16 years of marriage, two children, and a high-profile divorce, Harriet once again found herself looking for a career. She considered getting back into acting, but serendipity intervened, and she ended up as a talk show host for a total of 9 years, first on KABC and then on KIEV and KGH. One reviewer dubbed her husky voice or husky purr as the best female voice in radio. Harriet is also the author of two humorous books and for a number of years worked as a personal manager for songwriters and authors. She has two adult children and she lives in Los Angeles, joining us from LA. Hi, Harriet. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm fine. Thank you for the invite.
Well, thank you so much for being my guest, and it's very interesting to get truly an inside glimpse into the family life of a superstar like Charles Bronson. Let me just summarize how I can for my listeners who may not be as familiar with Charles Bronson's career. Your story kind of read to me like a fairy tale gone badly wrong. I mean, Charles Bronson was a former Pennsylvania coal miner. He was working out one day in a gym, and some other aspiring actor walked up to him and said, because of his looks, he ought to get into acting. Well, he did just that. As a matter of fact, he took a first acting class. That's where he met you. You were a recent high school graduate, and you were pursuing your dream of becoming an actress as well. You got married and moved out here to California. I mean, you really believed in Charlie, and that belief paid off because eventually Charlie went from being an unemployed actor to a working actor and eventually a star and at one point the highest paid actor in all of Hollywood. So give us the story. What was it like being the wife of Mr. Famous, Harriet?
Well, you know, it was a long road. It took 20 years for him actually to become famous in that vernacular when he did the first Death Wish. But Charlie was a working actor for all those years. You know, he did a television series called Man with a Camera that was on ABC for 3 years. And he was always working in movies or in television. He did what Woody Allen said is the secret of success, and that is showing up. He was very dependable, reliable. Producers and directors loved him. And he was very focused. So what it was like, it was fun. I liked the unpredictability of the whole entertainment business. It was never dull. And we had a goal. And my goal was his goal. It also benefited me. So we were, you know, a good team, actually.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you were the man behind the man, or the woman behind the man in this particular case. Because
I must tell you this. I was his anchor. I was not responsible for his career because he would have done exactly what he did without me. But I kind of was his anchor, and I think that helped him a lot.
Without a doubt. My guest is Harriet Bronson. So, Harriet, talk to us about this metamorphosis. How did Charlie, the man that you married, become Charles Bronson, the star that we all know?
Well, what happened was he was Charles Buczynski for many years until from 1950 to 55. Then he was up for a co-starring role in a movie that Alan Ladd was starring in called Drumbeat. And it was the first time he was going to have his name a separate billing, just alone. So our agent at that time said, and also it was during the McCarthy hearings.
There
was a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
So our agent said, you've got to change your name, you know, make it simple if you want this part. So Charlie auditioned for the part and got it. And there was enough time to change our name. So we took a ride down Hollywood Boulevard. And we looked at all the street signs, and there was Ivar and Cahuenga and Wilcox, all of these street names we were thinking of using. And suddenly we came to Bronson Avenue. And it was a very clean, kind of plain name, and we decided to take it.
That's interesting. So he's named after Bronson Avenue. He could have been Charles Coenga.
Or,
or Charles Sepulveda. I guess it could have been worse.
No, I wouldn't have any of that. So we were laughing, you know, as we were going, driving down Hollywood Boulevard. But that's the name we chose. So that became legally our name. I was pregnant with our first child at that time. And we took the name.
But even at that point, he was up for a co-starring role at that time, but he wasn't the mega superstar. I remember him breaking out in the movie The Great Escape. Was that sort of the pivotal point in his career where
That was like toward the end, practically. The Great Escape was, you know, a very successful movie, but there was The Magnificent Seven also. And I think the Death Wish movie, the first Death Wish, made him into a box office star.
No doubt about it. That's what most people remember Charles Bronson about. My guest is Harriet Bronson. We're talking about her memoir, Charlie and Me. So when, after you broke up with Charlie, how did you go on and really become yourself as an individual after you'd given so much of yourself to Charles Bronson and then later were betrayed by him?
Well, you know, I didn't look at it as giving everything, all of myself to Charlie. It felt natural to me because I was married to him, but it was really a bummer. It was so hard because I was not just attached to him, I was fused to him. And to get out from under that took quite a few years. And the thing that really helped me was doing talk radio, because it went into my talent, you know, as, you know, to booking shows, to guests, to talking to people, to interviewing them and so forth. And that's how, but it took about 7 years. It was very hard.
Well, that is a long time, and it is a transition. I want to talk more about your radio career in just a minute. But before we get to that, you said you were fused to Charles Bronson. That's a very strong word. What did you mean by fused?
I don't know. I just felt such a part of him. It's hard to explain, but, you know, I was an only child, and my childhood might play into how I became this way. I was just so attached to him that it's like we were one. It's very hard, you know, to explain this. Most, I guess in that day, you know, this was back in the, well, we were married in 49, so in the 50s and early 60s, you know, the women stayed home and took care of the children, and, you know, you did what wives usually do. And so I became so accustomed to it, and I really liked it. And Charlie was a very strong personality. He was a lot of fun, but he was also very strong. And I relied on him and depended on him. And it was just one of those things. I know it was very hard to break out of that. I now am what I was when I was 18.
Wow. I mean, that's great. That's complete full circle for you then.
I was able finally to do this, but it was tough. And I advise women not to become that attached, you know, to have some other interests, you know, so that you're not so fully emotionally dependent. I'm talking about emotionally.
Well, that is good advice. My guest is Harriet Bronson, the first wife of Charles Bronson. And the breakup, the divorce, was a very high-profile divorce at that time. Interestingly enough, the story behind a divorce sort of reads like fiction as well. Charlie was working on The Great Escape with a fellow actor, David McCullum. Now, David McCullum is a familiar name to my listeners because he was Ilya Kuryakin in The Man from U.N.C.L.E., and he was also now the medical examiner on NCIS.
Correct.
But Charlie told David at that time that he was going to marry his wife, his then-wife, Jill Ireland. And a couple of years later, I think it was 6 years later, he did just that.
Well, I'll tell you something that I alluded to in the book, but actually I didn't really spell out. David, Charlie, and Jill had an understanding, without my knowledge, that it was fine with David if Charlie and Jill had a separate relationship. And she still had a relationship with David, as long as I didn't know about it. And the story evolves in the book. I talk about the chain of events that led up to all of this until I actually discovered what was going on, because there were other things going on that clouded that and it was almost like a movie in itself. This wasn't clear to me. I didn't know what was going on. And I have never heard of that happening before in this kind of circumstance.
Sure.
But it was an absolute shock to me. I couldn't believe it.
It was an eye-opener, and obviously it was very hard on you as well, because you were friends with David McCollum and Jill Ireland at the same time.
It was also hard because it was public, and it was at that time we had fan magazines. We didn't have the tabloids, so it was on the cover of all these fan magazines, and every time I went to the market, I would see all this. That's what was so difficult. You know, it's hard enough for a woman that's married to someone who's not famous, and this happens. But women who are married to athletes or, you know, famous, you know, people in the entertainment industry, when this happens and it becomes public, it makes it twice as difficult.
And how hard was it on the children, Harriet?
Well, we tried to handle it. It was so confusing because Jill had children and I had children. And Charlie was very good. I mean, I will say that. He was very good with the children. And, you know, the children went back and forth. I mean, Charlie's lifestyle became more lavish than mine. But, children are resilient. And they, to this day, I have asked them if they were sorry that I divorced their father. And they said no. They were not sorry I did. And actually, on one end, they had two of everything. Two Christmases, two everything. And Charlie was very good with them. He really was.
Well, that is good to hear. My guest is Harriet Bronson, author of the new memoir, Charlie and Me. We're talking about her life with Charles Bronson. But then there was life after Charles as well. And you became a talker just like me. You were on KABC, and a couple of other stations for a total of 9 years. So talk to us. How did you get into talk radio? Because you were sort of picking up the pieces after the divorce at that point.
Yes.
What was the serendipitous transition that you made?
Well, in Charlie and Me, in the book, I talk about meeting Regis Philbin, who was doing a talk radio show on KABC. And I thought, I didn't know what talk radio was. When he said he was going to the radio station, I asked him if he was a disc jockey. He said, no, it's talk radio. I said, what's that? I'd never heard of it. This was in the early 70s. So I listened, and then he said, if you really want to hear somebody good, you should listen to Ken Minyard. So Ken Minyard had an afternoon show, so I would listen to it, and I called in a couple of times, and I didn't want to give my name, so they gave me a name.
Oh, really?
And the name they gave me is Deborah, and in my book, in Charlie and Me, you'll see a photograph of me as Deborah. As a matter of fact, you'll see 40 photographs that no one's ever seen before. So anyhow, one thing led to another, and the program director, Jim Simon, at that time, invited me down the station, and he asked me if I'd like to, you know, do a Sunday afternoon show as Deborah, because the listeners had heard me. So I started out in the afternoon and then ended up doing an overnight show once a week for 5 hours.
Wow.
And I loved it. I did lifestyles, human behavior, and the entertainment industry with guests in studio. And I went from there to KIEV and then to KGIO.
Now, did it help being the wife of a famous actor yourself to get guests to come on your show, particularly in the early years?
No. First of all, they didn't know because I was using the name Deborah.
Okay.
But even after that, nobody cared. And I was very relieved about that. Nobody cared. They cared about what they were promoting, whether it was a book, you know, or a lifestyle or something like that. So that was great. And I just love the creativity of it, as you do. You know, you have to be very creative.
You do. It's a lot of fun, and I would recommend it to anybody. My guest is Harriet Bronson. We're talking about her memoir, Charlie and Me, her life with Charles Bronson. I guess the big question in a lot of listeners' minds, Harriet, is why write the memoir? Why write it now?
Well, I had a to-do list, and I did everything I wanted to do. So I tried everything I wanted to try. I didn't succeed, but I tried. So the memoir was the last thing on my list to do, and I really did it for my children so that they could focus on why things happened the way they did. And surprisingly enough, after all these years, they saw something a little different than they thought. And it made life, I don't know, it seemed to sit well with them. So I did it for that reason, and it was a project. And although I'm really not a writer, but I had to write this, I had to write it in longhand. I do not have a computer. My publisher would not tape record me, and it killed me to write it. I mean, it was so hard because I don't focus that well. But I did it, and so I feel like I accomplished something, and the reviews on Amazon, the blog reviews, the customer reviews, the editorial reviews, on the internet, as well as traditional reviews, have been terrific.
No, they have been. In fact, it's a very easy read, a very light read. My guest is Harriet Bronson. So, Harriet, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, Charlie and Me?
Well, it's whatever they do. Women like the book because it talks about recovery from divorce, and it talks about my early life and what led up to everything. And a lot of men who... Well, I'll tell you, a lot of young men who never saw Charlie's movies before he died, they are fascinated by his movies now, and they want to know more about what he was like. And this book talks about what he was like in the early stages, what our marriage was like, what Hollywood was like in the 60s. It's an in-depth, inside look. It's also a love tale gone wrong. And what happens, and I think there's a cautionary tale about women who marry men who become famous. Sometimes I think it's better to be the second or third wife.
We had somebody else to break them in. My guest has been Harriet Bronson. Harriet, it's just fascinating. People are intrigued by what they hear. They maybe want to learn more about you, learn more about the book. Where would you direct them to go on the internet?
Well, the book is on Amazon.com. It's on Kindle. It's on Barnes & Noble. And BarnesandNoble.com on the internet. And people can actually go into a Barnes & Noble store and order it if they like. And it's also in Europe, in UK, Germany, France, Japan, Canada, on Amazon. And it's all over the place.
And you can also buy it here in Ventura at our own local Bank of Books, two locations to serve you, 748 East Main Street and 2682 East Main Street, both here in Ventura. Harriet, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Well, this is my pleasure.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Bill.